News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here hosting Right Side Radio. As we always say, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, and by the way, I say it all the time. If you find yourself getting outside of the broad range of our AM, FM capability at WVNN, which pretty much means you've left North Alabama or South Tennessee, just know that you can go online, rightsideradio.org, right there on your smartphone if you want to, rightsideradio.org, and click Listen Live, and wherever you is, there we is. Well, listen, folks, I'm going to bring on somebody who's been on the show with us a couple of times. Casey Wardinsky is a retired Army colonel, a former superintendent of the Huntsville City Schools, and he was also a former assistant secretary of the Army for Manpower and Reserve Affairs under the Trump administration, meaning that he was a senior Pentagon official during the Trump administration. And a piece came out in it's actually on Fox. It's being covered nationally right now about an interview that he did with Fox Digital, where he said that during his time in the Pentagon, that he literally experienced what he described as stunning instances of General Milley's behavior of consistent overreach. And so all that to say, prepping the discussion here, I'm thankful to have Casey Wardinsky, who is running for Congress right now in the seat being vacated by Mo Brooks, on the show with us. Casey, thanks for calling in.
Hi, Phil.
Good to have you. And as always, thanks for your service. Now, listen, this is something you and I have touched on before in our discussions on the air, but I think that it's taken an even more decidedly interesting turn because the calls for Milley to resign are ramping up as we see things like his calls to China, his questions regarding, you know, where the political football is, and are the nuclear codes secure, and does he have the right to intervene, and did he even warn China or promise to warn China in the event of military action? And then we have the drone strike that he said was a righteous strike, and we had the withdrawal from Afghanistan. All said and done, I think he's outlived his time at the Pentagon, but you say you've seen these kind of behaviors from him over time personally, and I'd like you to describe that for a minute.
Sure, Phil. You know, sort of the context for the whole thing is working backwards from the contention being made today that, you know, these generals save our country from President Trump in and around January 6th, and they felt the president was unstable, that they intervened to double-check any orders he was going to give. All that's sort of predicated on January 6th or perhaps the election. But that's as far back as they walk it. And my experience was much different. I saw them usurp civilian authority routinely much earlier. I arrived in the Pentagon on, I think it was January 16, 2019. I was a presidential appointee. President Trump appointed me. I was confirmed by the Senate. And these jobs are at that level because they convey policymaking authority. Senior civilians appointed by the president, the president elected by the people, that's where policymaking takes place, and that's where civilian control of the military resides. Below the level of an assistant secretary, you find the four-star generals who implement policy, but they don't make it. These folks had accustomed themselves to making policy, and you saw it any number of ways. Routinely in meetings, senior civilian would lay out a course of action, and General Milley in particular would then reinterpret it. He would go, well, let me tell you what the secretary just said, and it would be different. And I would visit with the secretary after that and say, you know, I don't think this guy's on board. He's not repeating the things you're saying. And several occasions, the view was, well, he's going to go be chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He won't be in the Army anymore. And it was kind of, this problem will move on. It impacted my portfolio on several occasions. It came up in the area of cooking up an idea for leadership pay that would have cost a fortune. Never coordinated, never analyzed. Clearly a policy matter. My portfolio, Title 10 U.S. Code, lays out what an assistant secretary of the Army does, and these were matters for an assistant secretary. There were other areas where General Officer Management Office, which worked for the Chief of Staff of the Army at that time, General Milley, would involve itself in decisions that clearly intruded upon my authorities with regard to attempting to chastise or punish people, and to me it looked like reprisals, who had done things that would have offended senior general officers.
Well, Casey, let me jump in there and ask you something real quick, though. Like, for instance, when you say he reached into your portfolio, and you said that a moment ago, plus it's quoted that way in your article, what you're basically saying is, as a senior military officer, a green suiter, he got in your lane, basically, and you were a senior civilian at that time. So
he got over into things that were not his business. Where civilian control resides. And when military officers intrude in that space, it's not welcomed. It's not welcomed under the Constitution or in statute or by those leaders, whether they be Democrat, Republican, residing in those offices. And it teaches their subordinates to behave in the same way. And it had become a norm in the Pentagon, at least in the Army, in some cases, to behave in that way, and colonels were doing it under these senior leaders.
Well, and so let me ask you this. This was not just Milley. This was also General McConville, who at the time, I believe, was the chief of staff of the Army. And you said that at one point McConville told you himself that he did not intend to follow Trump's orders if necessary, or not allow himself to be used as a prop by Trump. And what was your interpretation of that?
The first instance was around the riots in D.C., which were awful. a lot of non-Pentagon leaders involved themselves in that, Mayor, D.C., and so forth. But at one point, it was clear that we might need the Army to intervene. And I think the president was contemplating that pretty closely. And McConville, around that time, told me he would not be obeying any illegal orders from the president of the United States. And that's not the kind of thing that comes up in conversation. It's not like pass the coffee. And, oh, by the way, I'm not obeying the legal orders from the president.
Yeah.
Never heard anything like that in 30 years. Never expected to hear anything like that ever. And I was stunned when I first heard it. It came up again shortly before the election, and I brought in my lawyer, who was the deputy general counsel of the Army for operations and personnel. I had oversight over both of those, and I shared with him that I thought there was a good chance that if there was unrest in the election, that senior Army leaders would not obey orders from the president if they came to implement the Insurrection Act and provide forces to Northern Command, that's a unified command that would employ those to quell an insurrection in the country.
But at the same time, though, Casey, didn't you say in your article here, and I don't recall this, I know the National Guard was deployed in big ways, Alabama National Guard had elements up there, but you say in and around the riots in D.C., whereas they were resistant to the idea that the president, then Trump, may have to quell violence if necessary by implementing the Insurrection Act, which is, by the way, statutory. But nonetheless, at the same time, General Milley brought in elements of the 82nd Airborne and the 10th Mountain Division and flew them into D.C. without consulting with the civilian chain of command to do so during the time of the January 6th riots. Is that correct?
That's right. He involved himself in the chain of command, which goes President, Secretary of Defense, Combatant Commander. Combatant Commander for North America is Northern Command, and his implementing element from the Army is Army North. General Milley called direct down to 18th Airborne Corps to have units flown to Andrews and, I believe, Belvoir. And that, of course, put him in control rather than Northern Command. And he likes to be in control, whether or not he's supposed to be or not. And statute specifically says the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs has no authority to issue orders. He's an advisor. He can communicate orders, but he cannot issue them, and the proper authorities weren't followed.
Well, so let me ask you this. You got legal counsel involved. I mean, you didn't just sit idly by. You saw these things happening, and apparently you got legal counsel involved. To what end? Was there ever a time when General Milley was told, hey, General, four stars or not, you can't do that? Was anybody ever redirecting him in any capacity?
That I'm not privy to, but it doesn't appear so. In fact, immediately before the election, I brought it to the attention of the White House liaison, the Pentagon, that I thought, you know, we had a real concern, both about senior Army leaders and the chairman, and that in the event of a crisis, they would refuse to obey orders, and it would precipitate a bigger crisis in which the president, I believe they'd try to make him look unstable or something like that. My view is that that was delayed to January 6th based on the way the election went, but it was the same tenor that they were going to take.
Wow. Well, Casey, you certainly have a unique perspective. I mean, your experience puts you right smack in the thick of conversations that are applicable to where we are right now. So, As we wrap up our conversation here, let me ask you this. Are you of the opinion that, because right now there are calls for 15-6 investigations for UCMJ action potentially, and people saying that literally Milley should just resign. He should vacate the office or position that he's in. What are your thoughts on that?
As a military leader, I don't question him. As a man who follows the orders of the president, I've got a problem. I think he should resign. I think there should be an investigation. I think it ought to reach down inside the Army, the current leaders in the Army. I think it needs to reach down into an organization called General Officer Management Office, through which they control the general officers, and sort of command loyalty. That Milley could he was going to involve himself in nuclear control orders. He's not part of the chain of command, and the degree that he's able to do that suggests there's big problems among military leaders. They don't understand their duties. They don't understand the chain of command. And this isn't a partisan issue. This is a civilian control of the military issue that ought to span across the aisle. We can't have this in our country.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Well, Casey Wardinski, candidate for Congress, former Assistant Secretary of the Army for Manpower and Reserve Affairs, and retired Army Colonel yourself. We appreciate your time today. We certainly appreciate you being willing to publicize your comments because they are cogent and they are on point. And we wish you the best, and we look forward to having you more on the show in the days to come.
Thank you, Phil.
Absolutely. Thank you. All right, folks, that was Casey Wardinski calling in, candidate for Congress right here in the listening area. And listen, his perspective is pretty on the money, and it segues directly into the broader conversation of what's happening in the Biden administration and why no one's being held accountable. No one. No one's being held accountable right now. And the question is, who should be? Well, I think the buck should stop right up there with General Milley's desk. He's presided over all of it, and he's the one that did the press conference and said it was a righteous strike, when really what it did was kill a bunch of kids and their parents. Folks, it's a mess, and I hate it. I love the military. Generationally speaking, the Army has been a big, huge part of my family's life. But we cannot continue to go down this road, and Casey Wardinski's right. There should be a resignation. More on that. I'll explain a few things. On top of the hour, I've got another guy calling in with a JAG perspective on it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.